Kalim chapter 17, Mishnah 5, Hari Moinim Sh'amra, and the pomegranates that we're talking about, lo katan velo gadol, they're not big and they're not small, ela bainoni. They're medium-sized pomegranates, right? That's the measurement. Ulama huskuru rimon badan, and what were mentioned the pomegranates of badan? So there's in halacha, these pomegranates of badan, which were from Samaria, they were mentioned with respect to a particular halacha. And the Mishnah is asking, what halacha were those pomegranates mentioned with? Is it our halacha over here? Is it halacha somewhere else? So we know that it was mentioned with a halacha. We're not sure where they were mentioned, these pomegranates of Badan. So he says, Shumakachin kol shayin divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, it was talking about the Badan pomegranates that they condemn in any amount. Meaning, if the pomegranate was from an orla tree, right, and it gets mixed up into other pomegranates, it's never considered nullified because it's too big. The Badan pomegranates were too big to be considered nullified. Normally, it would be nullified with orla 200 to 1. That's the amount of, if there's 200 permitted fruit to forbidden fruit, it will be nullified. But these Badan pomegranates are too big to be nullified. That's what Rabbi Meir says the Badan pomegranates were mentioned with respect to. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, he says, L'shar bahin esakalim. He says, no, it was talking about the measurements for utensils, our case that we talk about here. The Badan pomegranate is the size that the pomegranates must be to pass through the hole. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he says, L'kachu l'kachu skuru. The Badan pomegranates were mentioned with both cases. The Shaben Esakalim for measurements of vessels. The Yu Makadshin Kolshain, and also in the Ola case. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Lo hiskuru rimoina Badan v'chitzia geva. The pomegranates of Badan and the leeks of geva, which were also in Samaria. Elishu misashrin vada b'chol makom. That they had to be tithed with certainty everywhere, meaning tithed with a blessing. So because they were exclusively grown by Samaritans, so that if a person bought them, you had to take tithes with them, and you had to take tithes with a brocha, and it doesn't matter where you bought them, even if you purchased them in a Jewish town, you still had to take truma and masa, and you still had to take it with a brocha.